Nothing can stop what is coming. As we near the time of the wave of love, many people may feel anxiety. Lightworkers need fear none. Patriots, truthers, anti-COVID vaxxers, spiritual folk, decent folk, normal folk. Ascension is inclusive, not exclusive. If you have the love light, you go. But if you feel anxious, the downloads page has an assortment of books for encouragement. You know, I think I should write a post on the subject. I agree. Ascension is inclusive, not exclusive. For instance, parents who might otherwise ascend but are waiting upon their children need have no fear. They will ascend on transitioning. Doctors and caregivers who won't leave their patients, the same. The angelics in charge of ascension are not what we've thought of as avenging angels, but what we've more often called ministering angels. They are our sacred partners in this first ever mass physical ascension. But before going there, let me say ascension from one level to another, all the way back to God, has a structure of gradually unfolding knowledge of who we are. That structure has laws and protocols. One law is that just as your car needs gas to run, so we need to have assimilated love light to withstand the different conditions of a higher plane. That isn't a moral judgment on anyone. It's how the scheme of creation works to gradually bring us back to the knowledge of who we are. Matthew Ward tells us, "Your limitations are being reversed by the ever-increasing intensity of light in bodies that are absorbing it. Actually, your travel ticket is the absorption of light that comes automatically with living in godly ways." And what's all the fuss about knowing who we are? Most of you know this by heart. Because when one of us realizes who we are, God meets God. God realizes God. And all of this you see and don't see was created for that meeting. Well, if you're the only one of your kind in the universe, in all of existence and non-existence, how do you see, meet, and appreciate yourself? This is how God did it, or so I was shown in a vision in 1987. See footnote 3. Not ascending now is not a moral judgment. If your car runs out of gas, does that elicit a moral judgment? A few choice words, perhaps. Everyone eventually returns to God, as the avatar Sri Ramakrishna tells us. All will surely realize God. All will be liberated. It may be that some get their meal in the morning, some at noon, and some in the evening, but none will go without food. All, without any exception, will certainly know the real self. Being liberated, brackets mukti, moksha, means what lightworkers call ascension, ascent to the fifth or higher dimension. Let's see if I can list all the books that look at this question from various angles. These are free, so no excuse for not reading them. And they're written to scholarly standards. Some will choose not to ascend the time of separation. Not everyone will choose to come with us the time of separation. The dark, who they are and what they want. Ready reference guide, there's no need to fear. Killing for market share. Muslims did not cause 9/11, we did. The end of darkness on earth, the dawning of the light. Our family from the stars. What we're watching and participating in is the end of darkness on planet Earth and its ascension from deep third-dimensional density to a world most known for the all-satisfying love that exists there. Nothing can hold us back. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing could prove more fulfilling.